This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
I'm Dr. Ron Surowitz, a family doctor in Jupiter, Florida, and this is your medical moment. Proverbs 24:30-34. I walked by the field of a lazy person, and it was covered with weeds. A little folding of the hands, and scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Let's talk about skin cancer. Skin is our largest organ, preventing loss of fluid and controlling temperature. Skin cancer accounts for half of all cancers. The most serious is melanoma. It comes from deeper layers where melanin is produced, giving our skin its pigment. Melanoma is usually curable when found early. Basal and squamous cells are at the outer layer of skin. These non-melanoma skin cancers develop on sun-exposed areas of the body like the face, ear, neck, lips, and backs of our hands. They're highly likely to be cured if found and treated early. Risk factors for skin cancer are unprotected or excessive exposure to ultraviolet radiation, pale complexion, difficulty tanning, easy to sunburn, red or blonde natural hair color, family history of skin cancer, unusual moles, severe sunburns. Look for change in size or color of a mole, a new growth, bleeding, or spread of color beyond a border. If you have any of these, tell your doctor. Skin cancer can be prevented. Enjoy the outdoors, but avoid intense sunlight between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Seek shade and practice the shadow rule. If your shadow is shorter than you, the sun's rays are at their strongest. Teach this to your children. Slip on a shirt. Use sunscreen and lip balm with at least 15 SPF. Apply a generous amount of sunscreen, a palmful. Reapply every 2 hours and after swimming or sweating. Use sunscreen even on overcast days. Wear a hat that shades your face, ears, and neck. If you wear a baseball cap, use sunscreen on your ears and neck. Avoid dangerous tanning beds and sun lamps. You can take control of your health. And remember, a cheerful heart is good medicine. This is Dr. Ron Surowitz with your medical moment.
Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Tom Creighton. Once again, WCNO is preparing for another exciting tour of the Holy Land. If you've ever wanted to travel to the land of the Bible and walk in the footsteps of Jesus, now is the time. Join me February 10th through the 21st, 2015, for WCNO's next trip to Israel. Get your application and brochure today by calling the station toll-free at 888-221-8990 and travel with us for what many call the trip of a lifetime. You'll sail on the Sea of Galilee, walk the streets of Jerusalem, stand on the Mount of Olives, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. We'll visit Capernaum, Nazareth, Bethlehem, and ride the tram to the top of Masada, swim in the Dead Sea, and renew our baptisms in the Jordan River. See for yourself the place where Jesus was born, lived, died, and rose again. Stand on the very steps where Jesus would have walked as you experience the land of the Bible that will forever change you and the way you understand the stories of the Bible. And this year, we will also visit Mount Nebo and Petra in Jordan. Space is limited to 35 seats, so register today to make sure you're a part of this life-changing tour. Get your brochure and registration forms by calling the station at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990, or visit our website at WCNO.com, the news page, for more information. Thank you.
there and watched as he curled into a chair and cried all night again. And since he was snatched right out of his mother's hands, he's never been the same. Every stoplight he goes, car to car, knocking on windows and begs for some petty change. As he walks without shoes, he's got swollen heels and toes. To him, that's not too strange. Every day in their life's just another dead end. There's only hunger and strife till we step in. So it's never too late just to make a change. So hold out your hand. So hold out your hand. If you don't hesitate just to lift them up, then you'll understand. You can make darkness. He couldn't believe it's true. And all hope is not lost, I feel it too. If we all join hands, then he'll feel it too. Whoa. It's never too late just to make a change. So
real. We look around and we loving eyes on me as near his cross I stood. And never till my dying breath will I forget that look. It seemed to charge me with his death, though not a word he spoke. My conscience felt and owned the guilt and plunged me in despair. I saw my sins his blood had spilt and helped to nail him there. But with a second look he said, I freely all forgive. This blood is for your ransom paid. I died that you might live. My sin displays for all the world to view. Such is the mystery of grace, it seals my pardon too. With pleasing grief and mournful joy, my spirit now is filled. That I should such a life destroy, yet live by him I kill. the world know, and never forget who is living in me. Do they see? I just wanna live from the inside out, not from the outside in. I wanna show the world Jesus and let from the inside out. Whoa, whoa, from the inside out, not from the outside in. I wanna show the world Jesus and let him come through from the inside out. I just wanna live from the inside out. Am I brave enough to let everyone see the Savior Jesus, and let him come in from the inside out. Let him come through from the inside out. Whoa, whoa, from the inside out. Whoa, from the inside out.
Nothing but you. Within my heart, you'll stay. Walk beside me.